Bill Flores joins us this morning from In the District. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. How about you?
All right. Let's get started on a story, I guess, that people are noticing, but it has been going on for a while, and that is Burger King looks like they're going to buy Tim Hortons, which is a big chain up in Canada, basically move their operations up to Canada and take advantage of tax benefits for doing that. Now, there's some backlash that Burger King's getting, but this is, they're called tax inversions, and it's basically to get to some place where the corporate tax rate is not as high as it is in the United States. Your thoughts there?
Well, it's very unfortunate because the United States has the least competitive tax system in the world. And while we have been sort of stuck in this uncompetitive state, other countries around the world are improving their tax systems. And so it's causing more and more of these inversions. If it were up to me, I'd like to see us get involved with, just a total overhaul of our tax system and do it now. But unfortunately, there just doesn't seem to be the will in Congress to do anything. In particular, in the Senate, just nothing's getting done on that side of the campus. And because of that, it makes it difficult for the House to take something up. And then get punished by the special interest whose tax loopholes are being taken away when, you know, the Senate's not going to do anything at all.
Now, is this something that, in fact, the president could do? It sounds like he does like to sign executive orders. Is this not something that that he could take care of by himself, or does it, in fact, have to go through Congress?
Well, under Articles 1 and 2 of the Constitution, he has no right whatsoever to be messing with the tax code. Now, the Constitution has not prevented him from doing things in the past, but I think he'd have a really hard time doing anything. I mean, now he's got a bully pulpit, and he's trying to use that, but he ought to be using the bully pulpit to get his friend Harry Reid over in the Senate to work with the House to get some kind of tax reform done so that we solve the root problem instead of just going through the optics of trying to talk about it.
It's kind of interesting. We had a Bill Flores joining us this morning from the district. We were talking earlier this morning that Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, catching heat from other Democrat senators trying to actually get the Senate to vote on the idea as to whether or not the United States should do military strikes into to Syria. And they apparently don't want to cast any ballots. So let's talk about that for a minute based on what's gone on over there since last we spoke. Of course, the Foley beheading and the outcry from that. And there has been some strike back from the United States, but where do you think and how do you think the United States should respond to that?
Well, I think we need to be very aggressive. I think we need to really ramp up our intelligence operations so we know where these ISIL folks are. And then secondly, I do believe we need to have targeted airstrikes. I'm reluctant to put our troops in harm's way under the command of this president, though, because he has not shown any particular competence when it comes to dealing with foreign affairs and national security issues. And so I'd hate to put a lot of our treasure of our young men and women in the military in harm's way under his leadership. So I think we need to find a way to hold him at bay as best we can until we can find a new president, or this president somehow becomes competent in his command decisions.
Bill Flores joining us this morning. The report came out yesterday from the Inspector General having to do with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm sure you saw that. I guess we're supposed to paint this as good news, and I'm glad that we apparently did not have any deaths that did occur from the delays, but still the delays existed. But I'd like to get your thoughts on the report that came out yesterday on the VA.
Well, I'd like to see the report first before I comment on it. But a lot of the metrics that we've gotten out of the VA have been proven to be faulty. And so even though this comes from a quasi-independent source, the underlying data still comes from the VA. So I think we need to look at it with an open mind before we start to say, hey, yeah, we're glad to hear all this. This is obviously great news. Because I'm just not sure that it is. Hopefully it's correct, but I think we need to look at the report first, and I'll be doing that over the next couple of days.
Fox News reporting this morning that Lois Lerner's BlackBerry was intentionally destroyed after Congress had begun its probe into the IRS. Thomas Kaine, who's the Deputy Assistant Chief Counsel for the IRS, wrote in a declaration as part of a lawsuit in Judicial Watch against the IRS that that, in fact, did happen. Your thoughts there?
Well, it just, this lady needs to be in jail. And it may not be for what she actually did in terms of targeting, because we may never find that information. But for obstruction of justice, she needs to be charged. And what fascinates me is our attorney general just doesn't, I mean, he is just not doing anything on this. And I think that he's worried about what'll be tagged back to the White House if they do prosecute her. But nothing surprises me that comes out of this, of the IRS or some of the executive branch agencies anymore. It's really a tragedy that Americans can't trust their government. It's a tragedy Congress can't trust one of the branches of government. It's really scary.
Yeah, frankly, it's again, I don't know how many more shockers we can get out of this, but I think, again, that frustrates people, and so I'll speak for them and say, why can't you, Congress, do something about this situation?
Well, I'd like to, but again, you just heard, earlier in this show, you talked about how the Senate, how some senators are frustrated because there's no votes being held in the Senate. The House has worked pretty hard. I mean, the appropriations bills we passed earlier this year, as an example, we went through several of the appropriations bills like we're supposed to do under the law, and the Senate hadn't taken any up yet. So it's just, you go through a lot of effort, and it's really all for show because the Senate's not going to take it up. I think we need to do something. I think we need to get after it pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of show going on, I think
yeah,
we'll,
I'll tell you,
we'll all
it's
agree with that.
Scary.
It is a circus. So, back in session when?
Well, we go back on September the 8th.
Okay, and got an idea what will be lined out once you get to what's waiting for you when you get back?
Well, it's not as heavy a schedule as I would like to see. We've got to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government starting October the 1st, and I'm hopeful that there's not a lot of drama. We've already agreed on what the top-line number should be. Hopefully we won't have, each side try to play some sort of stalemate game where we have a government shutdown. There's some tax extenders we need to pass. The Ex-Im Bank is up for reauthorization. That issue's got to be addressed one way or the other, either kill it or reauthorize it. And just some other odds and ends. If it were up to me, I'd look at comprehensive tax reform so we could stop the inversions because we're competitive. I think that we need to continue to have hearings on the VA, the IRS, and several of the other issues that are up there. We also need to have an in-depth discussion about what to do on ISIL and national security in Syria. Look, everything that the president has touched in the Middle East has just turned to bad. Whether it's Syria, he decided he wanted to destabilize the country and throw Assad out, and now we look, so that became the breeding ground for ISIL. And Libya, he decided he wanted to go after Gaddafi, and so then Libya became unstable, and we lost 4 Americans in Benghazi. Then in Egypt, he decided that Mubarak had to go, and then so what was came in place behind it, the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, fortunately, Egypt has become stabilized, but that's, and that created an environment where Hamas thought it could go ahead and attack Israel. So I think we as Congress need to start providing some direction to the president on how to do this. I do worry about his competence in carrying out the wishes of Congress, though.
Well, we'll watch with interest and certainly more concern than I think we have really for several years, simply because everything that is going on over there. Bill,
right, Flores, of course, the border issue has not been dealt with by the Senate.
And, I guess we do. We need to just quickly then. This is off the front pages, but is the situation, what is the situation like as you understand it on the border now?
Well, we've had a slowdown in the crossings, and it's primarily because of what Rick Perry did in Texas. We've got two-thirds of the border with Mexico, and with when we put the Texas National Guard down there, that really did set up a deterrent to people wanting to come north. The other thing that's going to come up, and I think in the next 2 weeks we'll start to hear the screaming from Grassroots America about it, that's because a lot of thousands of these kids are in U.S. schools now. And I think you're going to start to see administrators and teachers and parents begin to voice their opinions about that, and then hopefully that will encourage Congress and the White House to do the right thing.
Let's hope so. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thank you for the time this morning.
You bet. Good talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right. Thank you.